atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Ready to move out.
Okay, I don't know if he's heard me, but no sound again there, Pogo. I don't know what's going on here. It has to wiggle.
Hello?
Okay, now we got it.
Oh, after all that? Ooh.
After all that,
right, I'm Pogo Man. All right, I'm Pogo Man. This is Paragon Radio. My noisemaker is a little sick tonight, so no noise from him. This is Mad Viking, my co-host. It's 9:05 p.m. on the East Coast, and we're in the Everlasting Server, broadcasting to you live from the Substance City Hall, beautiful downtown Atlas Park. Why do I even bother coming up with cool intros anymore? I don't know.
But
we're not
alone
tonight. That's right. We got a third person with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, she is Sovereign Rain. Sovereign Rain. Sovereign Rain. Rain, that's your time to talk.
Is she on?
Is that she's on?
Rain.
I hear her breathing. All right.
Rain.
Thank you for your input, Rain. Way to go, Rain. Yes, as always, insightful Rain.
She doesn't hear anyone.
And before we start, a big congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. 800 games later, 50 years.
Okay.
50 years later. The Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 54 last week. We hear you, Rain.
Yeah, but she doesn't hear us.
Okay, that means my mic's working, but my headphones ain't. And before you even ask, yes, it's configured to the computer because I can play everything else and hear everything else. Except for this. All
right.
And I've already tried hanging up. And the button that says test mic, don't. Do nothing.
Uh-huh. Okay, so...
And the settings ones is grayed out, so I don't know. So, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And again, congratulations to Patrick Mahomes.
Did you get all
Kansas
that?
City Chiefs. Oh, my God. You know what? Hold on. First, congratulations to Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs. And a friend of mine, he's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. They were down 20-10 in the fourth quarter, and he's panicking. I'm like, "What? Well, they've been down like by 10 points in all the playoff games. This is when they come back." I'm like, "They're right where they got the other team where they want them." And suddenly, 21 points later, they're up 31-20, and they won. You know, and what's funny is now check this out: the date of the game, 2-2-20, right? And that was Kansas City's second Super Bowl championship. Second time they've ever gone, and their second championship victory. For you numerology, you know, people who like numbers and all that. So 2-2-20 or 2-2-2-0, and their second Super Bowl. So there you go.
Already did that.
I don't know who she's now. She's yapping. She's still talking.
Because I told her to try to call again.
Yeah, she's done that several times. She's done it a whole bunch of times. So, and for you people who like, comedy, Trump was acquitted. You know, then he had to save the union address. You know what's funny? We mentioned that last week, and on Saturday Night Live, they said that Trump was going to come out on the State of the Union address to MC Hammer's Can't Touch This. I'm like, hey, we did a joke, but we did a better joke on our show.
Yeah.
I'm like, boo, you stole our joke. Boo.
Well, we had the better song. Come on, Nazareth, Hair of the Dog.
I know. I know. I know. Some people criticize Nancy Pelosi at the State of the Union. I mean, she sat there like, do I have to be here? Oh, my God. Jeez. And I just thought it was funny because every time they showed all those Democrats, the new generation Democrats that, well, now that we're here, we're going to impeach Donald Trump. And they kept showing them like, really? How'd that work out for you? They sat there looking like the most depressed people. I'm like, 1-800 line. I think you have some callers after the State of the Union address. And it was just hilarious. It was just like people were standing up applauding as you're supposed to do for the president when at the State of the Union. She refused. She just sat there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not standing up. And then, as you're supposed to, who the president gave the vice president and the speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, a copy of a speech, she ripped it up. Which I guess you can if you want to, but I thought that was some kind of breach of decorum. And it was just like, wow, all right, you could have waited until the cameras were off. But I don't know. To me, that made her look bad, I guess. I don't know. It was just, you know, just because he makes him, you know, did something, you don't have to do it back. Like, two wrongs don't make a right. You don't got to lower yourself to his level, rise above. That's just me, though.
I know. Right now, I'm trying to guide Rain through. She tried Chrome and Firefox still. Firefox still can't hear nothing.
Wow.
And those are the two that works.
Okay. And then what's his name? The next day, Chuck Schumer. His acquittal speech was full of lies. I live in New York. Guess what? Everybody in New York hates Chuck Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of your political affiliation, whether you have one or not, it's just a thing in New York. You hate Chuck Schumer.
Well, we kind of hate every politician. Doesn't matter
yes.
who it is.
Right. But Chuck Schumer is a New York representative. It's just, shut up, Chuck! Like, the second he's, right as his mouth starts to open, every New Yorker, shut up, Chuck! You don't know what I'm going to shut up. We don't care. We don't care what you're going to say. Just shut up. Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. We don't care if you're ordering food for the room. Just shut up. That's just our take on it. We could be, you know.
Wait a minute, she could be having that problem that I had a while back ago, remember? There where I couldn't call
yeah.
in.
Yeah. And you had to use smoke fire signals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. We covered that. We covered the Super Bowl. Some of those commercials were hilarious. The halftime show. I really think that was the best halftime show ever. You had Shakira, whose hips still don't lie after all these years. You had J-Lo and J-Lo's daughter. I really didn't know who that was until the next day I found out it was J-Lo's daughter. I'm like, who the hell is this kid singing? Of course, they didn't say that night. I'm like, all right, who is this kid, and what does she have to do with anything? I actually said, bring back Shakira's hips.
I'm telling you right now, she is on. She's on mute until she can hear.
Okay. So. But they actually said it was one of the better shows. It went very smoothly, very entertaining. You know, it was just seamless. The funny thing was that these two guys came out. I guess they were rappers, whoever they were. And everybody said the same thing. Who are these guys? What are they doing? Get them off the stage. Let's get back to Shakira and J-Lo and Shakira's hips. Okay, the Shakira hip thing might have been me. But I think a lot of guys said the same thing when the Shakira started dancing. You know, come on. You know what I mean? How, like, sometimes you have an extra singer that takes away from things. You know what I mean? It was just like,
mm-hmm.
I was just like, who are these guys? What are they doing? They're not adding anything to this show. Just get them out of here. Do they win some lottery that they get to be the random guy singer? That, you know, for them to play off of. It was just like, go away. Shoot, just go.
You still there? Hello? We have one person who can't hear and another person whose mic decides to drop time by time.
What was that?
Now I heard you. this is going to be a fun night. Okay.
Hello?
Okay, hello?
Holy shit. Hello?
Okay, now we hear you.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, I got to talk to Ehrlich this week. Speaking of Ehrlich, we were going to get to our updates.
Mm-hmm.
And before we do, Mad, would you like to set it up?
Oh, yeah. Okay. of course, now I got a cough.
Wow, great segue. Bravo. Hold on.
Wait,
I'm trying to find it. That was a beautiful segue, let me tell you.
For what? Well,
I love that one.
Anyway, tonight's update. Tonight's game successor updates are brought to you by Metamorphosis IT Solutions. And here's the ad in question.
That's right. Here we go.
If you're listening here, you are a gamer in some form. Gamers have different needs for the computers and internet capabilities, just like businesses, charities, and organizations. And just like any high-level use computers, you need a specific system for your need. You need Metamorphosis IT. Metamorphosis IT is not just tech support, not just service, but solutions. Integrating your computer, servers, cell phone, smart TVs, and all your needs to simplify and coordinate the process. Go to mi-solutions.tech to schedule a consultant evaluation of your system and how it can be improved. Again, Metamorphosis IT at mi-solutions.tech. Transforming your experience of technology.
There we go.
All
I
right.
can make my
wow.
I can do my sh-
you know
here we go. I
Go ahead.
All right. You were about to say.
No, I just leaned forward, and all of a sudden, like, my headset gets all messed up.
All right, so don't lean forward. All right, mines are easy. Here we go. Ship of Heroes. Thank you. Valiant Sunline. Thank you. That was it. And Pogo, you... Pogo. Oh, Pogo. Okay, we're trying to get Pogo back now. He is fighting for... don't lean forward. Lean back. You gotta lean back. I don't know. All right, looks like Rain is... it looks like Block Talk is not liking Rain. I would say right now is fighting Pogo as well. All right, anyway, while we're doing all this here, it's also been, like I said, between all of that and the Super Bowl, it's been a rather busy week overall. Everyone, of course, enjoying some of the previews to the upcoming movies, as well as TV shows, ranging from The Black Widow to... WandaVision, and people were getting a little harsh on the costumes, from what I understand, on the Scarlet. It was just like, it's the classic look. People complained, you know, they're not wearing the traditional costume. So now you got the picture of the Scarlet Witch in the classic costume, and people going, oh, come on. One way or another. Yep, Rain has given up the ghost. She just signed off on Champions. And we're all still, like I said, at the City of Heroes, Atlas Park. And, all right, so I guess it is time for me to wing it. Wait a minute. I heard something.
Hello? Can you
Hello?
Hear me, you fucker?
Now we hear you.
Hello?
Yes. No. I hear something. Hello? I hear something. It's definitely something.
Hello!
Yes! Yes!
Hello!
Yes!
Motherfuckers.
Hello! Hello!
Hello! Hello!
Hello!
Thank you!
Hello!
Hello, thank you. Thank you.
Super,
hello.
Super duper Pogo.
Oh, don't touch that shit again. Okay. I have moved the wires.
Okay. And Rain has given up the ghost for the night.
How much of the of my update did you miss?
All of it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Motherfucker. All right, I'll try again.
Here we go.
Seriously? You didn't hear any of it?
Nothing.
Seriously?
Seriously.
All right, this is Friday update number 374 from Heroes and Villains. This week, we've been continuing, can you hear me, with work on creating a full multi-narrative structure of multiple interlinked storylines with choices that take each story in wildly different directions. Again,
still can hear
this
you.
This is quite
good.
Good. From the standard RPG structure of a single linear storyline with cosmetic choices that add up to multiple different endings, with the endings serving as a way to make the game seem like the player's choices had an impact on the game world, but without the developers actually needing to implement any real changes to the game world, while the story is still in progress. The traditional RPG use of multiple endings to a linear story also helps to act as an incentive for the player to replay the game, even though they will still be going through the same storyline each time, with the same plot points and story beats behind a layer of cosmetic choices that will only have an effect on the ending and not on the game world itself, which remains fundamentally static. Static, I say. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team.
Still hear you.
Good. That's the end of the update. And that's my only update from the successor games, as we call them.
And that's brought to you by Metamorphosis IT at mi-solutions.tech. I got that one right, without coughing.
Okay. Good. Do you have any updates?
It was easy. I just go, Ship of Heroes. Thank you. Violence. Thank you. That was it.
Wow. Okay. Well, fine.
I mean, Ship of Heroes at least comes with something. Valiance, we all know, ever since that the ever-famous Stretching Tentacles incident. They make us work.
Yep. You think they would have been grateful for that. That put them on the map. I mean, seriously, I think that put them on the map.
Moving forward now, here we go. Yes, we also have to talk about the passing of a great actor who's also played heroes in different forms, in one form or another. That is Kirk Douglas. Best known for his roles such as, well, Spartacus, right out of the gate.
I am Spartacus. Yes, the infamous I am Spartacus. If you know that line, that from that movie, the original 1950s movie, that was him.
Mm-hmm. As well as his famous team-ups. Who was his partner in... I can't remember his name. He was in Tough Enough.
Oh, I don't remember.
You see the face. Tough Guys.
Yes.
It was him and Burt Lancaster.
Yes.
And let's not, you know, let's forget here the memories in one form or another that he's also left is because his voice has been emulated many times by many voice actors. The best example of his, to hear anyone trying to do a Kirk Douglas voice, if you know Kids Next Door, Father. You know, even when he's trying to be evil, I'm just going to go inside and have some rocky road.
And don't forget, father of Michael Douglas.
I still remember the best scene steal of it all. Now, set it up. The Oscars. They just established the rule. They can no longer say, and the winner is. You have to say,
ooh,
and the Oscar goes to. The presenters for the award is Kirk and Michael Douglas. So here we go. Michael Douglas is reading off who are the nominees. And he goes, and the Oscar goes to Kirk, takes the letter from his hands, goes right up to the mic, and the winner is...
Only Kirk Douglas can do this. Mind you. Only Kirk Douglas and his chin can do this.
It's like, and they never really understood. It's like, what? It's like, of course there's going to be a winner and people that did not win.
That's what I don't get. I don't know why they do that. You know, and the Oscar goes, it's basically saying, and the Oscar goes to the winner. So why not say the winner is? Like what? Like in sports, the Super Bowl trophy goes to the fucking winner of the game. Holy shit. The World Series trophy goes to the winner. I'm sorry, the Super Bowl trophy is actually called the Vince Lombardi trophy. I'm sorry. The Vince Lombardi trophy goes to the fucking winner of the Super Bowl. The World Series trophy, I don't know, goes to the winner of the fucking World Series. Okay? That's what we're seeing. You know, Jesus Christ. And the trophy goes to, the one who won the category? No, we can't say that.
Now, this brings up an interesting note.
Hold on. The one who didn't lose, which therefore would be the guy who won or the woman who won. What?
And we just lost. And, yep, we lost him again. Okay.
Who?
Now we did. Now
who?
We. Okay, now you're back. Now you're not.
I was here the
there
whole time.
Okay.
I was
here
the whole time.
You were here, but your voice wasn't.
Bullshit. Lies. Somebody doesn't hear what I'm...
It's the PC
police. I think they're afraid. Afraid that I'm making sense.
Now this brings up a question. The Oscars for 2020 is going to be February the 9th.
This Sunday.
That's
2 days, yes. Sunday
is
night,
someone
yes.
going to recreate that Kirk Douglas moment?
Yes, Michael Douglas.
They got to take it out of somebody's hand and go, as my father would say, and the winner is.
The winner! I bet you they will. Why not do it the whole night? Who's hosting this year?
No host.
What?
Yeah. Last year they stopped having hosts.
Wasn't the Avengers last year, like the Avengers cast members, the hosts, like different?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, like they were presenters, but there was no official host.
Wait, ladies and gentlemen, who is this standing next to me? Super Steel has joined me in torch holding. Thank you, Super Steel.
Hello, Super Steel. Yay.
Yes, somebody's joined me in holding torches. That's
and
right.
Hearing...
Just like old...
Okay. Hoping you're still there.
Yes.
Okay.
She said to me, just like old times, right? I said, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
I will hold this torch until we definitely have the game back. Or until 10:30 hits.
Uh, But I say if you got to do a tribute to Kirk Douglas, you got to do that. You got to take, you know, I say do it for Best Picture. You know, and here's the nominees for Best Picture: 1917, Ford versus Ferrari, Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite, The Irishman,
the winner,
Little Women, Jojo Rabbit,
okay,
and Marriage Story.
Wait, the loser of the category is The Irishman.
And then
just whatever,
you know,
nominated.
And, okay. So,
just,
yeah, once
just,
he does that,
just whatever it's nominated for, just you know.
But, you know, after all of that, you know, go, and the Oscar goes to have Michael Douglas walk up. I was like, I'm doing a tribute to my father. Yank that letter, and the winner is. Gotta do it. That's what I say. And we have no sound again.
Why not?
Oh, now we have. Okay, now I heard you.
No, I wasn't talking. I was typing to Super Steel to the show.
Oh,
I was giving her the link. Jeez. Just because you don't hear me doesn't mean I was talking. In this case, I was not talking.
Yeah.
Jeez.
One of the rare ones.
I don't hear it. Somebody was. I don't hear him talking. I wasn't talking. That's why. Good Lord. Sometimes you don't hear me because I'm not talking.
Okay.
On the rare occasion, I'm not talking. Okay.
Oh, and as of this moment, we got a little bit of a blame game going on.
Oh, do we?
Oh, we have a blame game happening. We go to DC Comics. Now,
okay, yes.
Tom King has finished up his time being the creative person in charge of the Batman series. During his time period, Alfred Pennyworth was killed by Bane, snapping of the neck.
Well, holy shit. Don't hold back on the spoilers now.
Oh, well, no. This is a while back ago now, so there's no spoilers. Here's the thing. He did not want to kill Alfred. It wasn't his idea.
Sure.
He said it was DC, that higher up in DC was going, no, you're going to kill him. It's like, why
you
is
know
he
why?
Not dead? You go like, DC's yeah. like, why isn't he? Why is he not dead? Well, because he's
why
Alfred and he has to live forever because he's a fantastic character. And they're like, no. He's dead.
No. This is hold on. This is what they really said. You have to kill him so we can bring him back as a cyborg. What? Yes, he's going to become Alfred 2.0, cyborg butler slash mecha assassin slash whatever we want to make him. Huh?
Hold on. Wait. You just gave me a bad flashback. Because way back in the time, remember, there was a time period where Alfred was dead, and he came back as a villain. Now, of course, yeah. I'm trying to find
his mustache.
Now, I'm trying to find, you know.
Hold on. Master Wayne. You wanted hot chocolate. I've given you decaffeinated coffee. You won't be able to stay up tonight for your patrol.
He was
okay, Alfred. That was truly evil of you, Alfred. Alfred. Not really good at being an evil mastermind. Oh, I got to bring this up. Just totally off.
All right, here it is. He was known as the Outsider.
You know, there's a super group called the Outsiders.
Yeah, well, it looks like Alfred owns it. So,
was he the Outsider, Alfred?
Here we go. He was seemingly killed when he pushed Batman and Robin out of the way of a boulder. It was revealed he was revived by a scientist named Brandon Crawford. His attempt to regenerate resulted in a dramatic change. He woke up from his parenthood with pasty white skin with circular markings, superhuman powers, including telekinesis and the desire to destroy Batman and Robin. Calling himself the Outsider, he indirectly battles with the dynamic duo. So, if they're going to try and bring back the Outsider... Oh, boy.
No. I'm just thinking the Outsider, like that group from the WCW days right before they became the NWO. Paul Nash. You know, he's going to wear a black T-shirt with the NWO red letters or the white letters.
No, I can't see. I cannot see Alfred Pennyworth going, hello.
Where? Two. Sweet. And then
especially
the rest of the going, what the hell is that all about?
Especially with a dignified English accent. You just, ayo. No, it doesn't work.
I say, old chaps, we are too sweet. What the hell was that all about? I don't know. We're just happy he's alive. We just let him go about his business and just... You know, the funny thing is we don't know where that music comes from when he walks in the room. That's just... Okay.
Now,
I thought they were talking
about Batman and the Outsiders, Katana, Halo,
right.
Metamorpho.
Yes. Well, I have some news that's a little more on the bizarre side than that.
Ooh.
I have a WTF moment.
Okay.
Ready? This is going to blow that one right out of the water. Transformers will team up in a crossover comic with My Little Pony.
Somewhere in central United States, there is a person we all know who just went power squee.
But hold on, for the rest of you, yes, the Transformers are going to team up with My Little Pony. Now, I will read the rest of the article. In a bizarre twist of fate, two iconic and completely disparate Hasbro franchises will cross paths in an upcoming comic event. IDW Publishing has announced that it's pairing Transformers and My Little Pony for a new, oh God, four-issue miniseries that nobody asked for. Simply titled My Little Pony / Transformers, the series will bring the war between the Autobots and Decepticons to the pony's homeland of Equestria after Chrysalis miscasts a spell that interferes with a Cybertronian space bridge. With this, Optimus Prime recruits the land's four-legged inhabitants to help fend off Megatron and his acolytes.
Oh. I thought we would not get as bad as DC teams up with Hanna-Barbera. I didn't think it was going to get worse.
Okay,
it got
I'm
worse.
Done. I'm done.
It got worse.
I'm done. I'm just done for the night.
For some reason, I can see this now. Optimus Prime, I will destroy you. There shall be only one. Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows. Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows. Prime, let's unite. God, please.
Hold on. Hold on. Stop. Were you just singing the My Little Pony theme song? And how do you know it? Because never heard it.
That was Pink Fluffy Unicorns Dancing on Rainbows, the song that has been tortured ever since Dolphins found that.
Okay. I was like, huh? I was like waiting for you to come out and say you're a closet brony or some shit.
No, you're saved. And in fact, I just reminded because someone did put it on there. So yeah, Pink Fluffy Unicorns. You just made the list.
Hold on.
Still going on.
In February.
Yep.
Hold on. Wait. What are we adding now?
Pink Fluffy Unicorns.
You just made the list.
There we go. Make it official.
Okay. There we go. Okay. So now, since we're talking about synopsis, Disney Plus. Well, actually, this is schedule. Sorry, we're not doing synopsis. We're talking about schedule. And Disney Plus sets the 2020 schedule for their MCU shows and The Mandalorian. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Today, Walt Disney Studios has announced that over 28.6 million subscribers have signed up for Disney Plus to date. And to keep this momentum going, Disney Plus has revealed the release windows for three of its upcoming flagship series. Via Variety, that's via the Variety newspaper. Not that sounds like its own TV show. Via Variety. Anyway, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier will launch in August and pick up post-Avengers Endgame. This confirms an earlier rumor that Disney Plus was moving the series up from its planned fall 2020 release. Yes, by like a month. You know, because fall starts in September and this is an August release. Way to go, guys. Additionally, Disney CEO Bob Iger announced that the Mandalorian Season 2 will follow in October. That's only 11 months away after the series premiered on Disney Plus. I'm sorry, that's 11 months after the series premiered on Disney Plus, and quickly became the most popular Star Wars story in the Disney era. Placing The Mandalorian in October will also presumably allow it to premiere after The Falcon and the Winter Soldier wraps up, which makes sense. Finally, WandaVision will close out 2020 with a December release on Disney Plus. That series had originally been scheduled for 2021, which we did report here. However, it was likely pushed forward because Disney Plus needed another big draw for this year. Additionally, Disney Plus will already have Marvel shows throughout 2021, including What If, Loki, and presumably Hawkeye. But The Mandalorian has yet to be formally renewed for a third season. If it does come back, The Mandalorian Season 3 will probably also arrive in 2021. Well, there you go.
And people are already starting to get harsh on WandaVision because of the Scarlet Witch's costume. Let me get this straight. You complain that they weren't wearing their traditional costumes. We see the hint that now we're going to get the Scarlet Witch costume. I don't want to see that. Are you kidding me?
Hold on. Well, wait a minute. Maybe we could get a clearer picture of her costume because in the follow-up article, Marvel has dropped the synopsis for Falcon and the Winter Soldier, WandaVision, and Loki. So Disney Plus subscribers may have a 9 or 10 month wait before the new season of The Mandalorian. However, last night, all right, this is during the Super Bowl ad, gave fans a first glimpse at the first three Marvel Studios live-action series heading to Disney+. Additionally, Marvel has released synopses for all three series, including The Falcon and The Winter Soldier. Following the events of Avengers Endgame, Sam Wilson slash Falcon, played by Anthony Mackie, and Bucky Barnes slash Winter Soldier, Sebastian Stan, team up in a global adventure that tests their abilities and their patience in Marvel Studios' The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. The all-new series is directed by Cary Skoglund. Malcolm Spellman is the head writer, and this debuts on Disney Plus this fall. Earlier this month, Marvel confirmed that WandaVision will also arrive this year. The synopsis also teases Wanda's reality-warping powers. Marvel Studios' WandaVision. You know, you have to say it like that. You can't say it any other way. WandaVision blends the style of classic sitcoms with the Marvel Cinematic Universe in which Wanda Maximoff, played by Elizabeth Olsen, and Vision, Paul Bettany, two superpowered beings living their ideal suburban lives, begin to suspect that everything is not as it seems. The new series is directed by Matt Shakman. Jack Schaefer is head writer, and this also debuts on Disney Plus this year. Finally, Marvel also teased Loki, the solo series for the fan-favorite villain. The show won't be out in 2020, but will arrive sometime in 2020, like WandaVision. It will also tie into Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. In Marvel Studios' Loki, the mercurial villain Loki, played by Tom Hiddleston, resumes his role as the god of mischief in a new series that takes place after the events of Avengers Endgame. Kate Herron directs and Michael Waldron is head writer. Debuts on Disney Plus next year, 2021.
For some reason, I was trying to get it out of my head, and I can't do it. It's got to come out. For the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Can these two heroes get along without trying to kill each other?
I keep wanting to say the Falcon and the Snowman. Hold on. More Marvel news for Monday. Marvel Studios releases a new Black Widow synopsis. Okay, so the Super Bowl is in the books. Remember, this came out Monday. Marvel Studios seized the opportunity of the biggest TV commercial day of the year, not only to drop a Black Widow spot and several brand new character posters, but also a new synopsis for the upcoming movie. The new Black Widow synopsis reads as follows. In Marvel Studios' action-packed spy thriller, Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff, a.k.a. Black Widow, confronts the darker parts of her ledger when a dangerous conspiracy with ties to her past arises. Pursued by a force that will stop at nothing to bring her down, Natasha must deal with her history as a spy and the broken relationships left in her wake long before she became an Avenger. Scarlett Johansson reprises her role as Natasha Black Widow. Florence Pugh, or Pew, however you want to say it, stars as Yelena. David Harbour portrays Alexei / the Red Guardian, and Rachel Weisz is Melina. It's directed by Kate Shortland and produced by Kevin Feige, or Kevin F. Black Widow, the first film in Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, hits U.S. theaters on May 1st, 2020.
Which leaves one question to ask. Are they finally going to explain Budapest yet?
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Because obviously this is like a prequel movie, you know, because, you know. So I'm hoping that they explain Budapest. That's the one thing I want them to explain in this movie. Please explain fucking Budapest already.
For some reason, because I know you also watched Are You Being Served, middle of that movie, have they found Budapest yet? No. Why are we waiting? Why are we? You have to see Are You Being Served to understand that one.
Yes. Okay, hold on. There's more to this. Oh, there's more. Marvel Studios has hardly disappointed in its fans recently, but there's some preoccupation with this movie in particular. several fans are expressing their lack of interest in the upcoming Black Widow. Natasha Romanoff's upcoming solo movie takes place prior to the events of Avengers Endgame.
Oh, no.
When the Black Widow dies. Many fans fear that kind of already know what the story of the movie is going to tell. It's up to Marvel Studios to please, once again, even the most demanding fans.
Oh, no. I'm hearing the setup again. I'm hearing the setup. You know, because it's a strong woman role. It's like, no, it's not. You can't even use that argument now. You say Black Widow.
No. No, I think people are upset because, like, well, like, we know it's going to happen, so...
But I'm putting money. They're gonna slap it. You watch.
Why?
You know, and they'll try to put in that argument, and that's good. And we all seen what happened every time that argument comes to play. It's a movie killer.
Wow.
I'm really hoping they just go, look, yes, it's in the past, but we will explain Budapest.
If they explain Budapest, that will be fucking awesome. I think that's what's going to be the driving part. Explain Budapest.
I know you want to put, you know, a case of Hawkeye and Black Widow met awkwardly. Okay, just that. That was it. All right, but explains Budapest. Good enough. Just don't. I'm really hoping they don't put the spin. I'm really hoping they don't.
Yeah. And it can't be like a end credits. You know what I'm talking about? That's
at
the end. It can't be one of those bullshit things.
No. And I think we lost your sound again. There you are.
Am I here?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Keeping with the MCU, I have two articles regarding Doctor Strange, his new movie. Rachel McAdams won't return for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Word broke that Marvel is in talks with Sam Raimi to bring him on board to direct Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. But Variety's report also buried another major piece of news that's been largely ignored. According to Variety, Rachel McAdams will not be returning for the Doctor Strange sequel. In the first film, McAdams portrayed Dr. Christine Palmer, a colleague and former lover of Benedict Cumberbatch's Stephen Strange. Christine attempted to help Strange emotionally move past his injuries before the relationship fell apart. Strange also revisited Christine after he became a sorcerer and they reconciled before they parted ways again. She was perhaps Strange's last link to the world he left behind. Fortunately, Variety also noted that both Chiwetel Ejiofor, and Benedict Wong are expected to return. Ejiofor played Strange's friend turned adversary, Baron Mordo, while Wong portrayed Wong. Well, isn't that convenient? I said, I'm like, wow, the actor's name is Wong, playing Wong. Well, that's cool. Serving under the Ancient One, Elizabeth Olsen will also reprise her role as Wanda Maximoff, as Scarlet Witch. But Disney Plus's WandaVision and Loki series will also tie into the upcoming sequel. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness will hit theaters on May 7th, 2021. Okay, now that I covered that story, reports Sam Raimi may direct Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Last month, Scott Derrickson stepped down as director of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness over creative differences with Marvel. However, it looks like Marvel may have already found a replacement, Sam Raimi. Via Variety, Raimi is in talks to direct this Doctor Strange sequel, with Derrickson remaining as a producer. Raimi arguably set the stage for the MCU with the original Spider-Man trilogy for Sony. If Raimi signs on, this will be his first superhero film since Spider-Man 3 in 2007. Raimi is also well known for helming the Evil Dead trilogy, Darkman, and other genre favorites. Benedict Cumberbatch will reprise his role as Stephen Strange, with Elizabeth Olsen as Scarlet Witch, Wanda Maximoff. Olsen's upcoming Disney Plus series, WandaVision, will also tie into the series. Additionally, Marvel's Kevin Feige, however you want to say it, has confirmed that the Loki series will be linked to Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness as well. Filming is expected to begin in May. Chiwetel Ejiofor and Benedict Wong have yet to be confirmed for the sequel. However, it's likely they will return. And Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness will hit theaters on May 7th, 2021. Okay, and now we're switching universes for a moment. I have two stories from DC just as soon as I log back in. Oh, it's only 10 o'clock. Wow, look at that.
And a good portion of it going up.
No. Hold on. Yes, that's my music. Come on, bring me back in already.
And got to give credit to Bloody Wolfie, who's probably laughing all the way through of hearing first Pogo's connection problems, then Rain's connection problems. So, yes, Bloody Wolfie gets the Die Hard Listener Award.
Oh, yes. Hold on, I'm almost there. Hang on, guys, I'm almost there. I'm almost home.
Dun, 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 yeah, dun, I see dun, you.
Dun, dun. Okay, I'm there. Yay.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
And he goes, I got an award. Yay.
Okay, there you go. That's right. You get a big box of nothing. Oh. Okay.
Well, once we get T-shirts, we gotta remind that.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Where are these stories I was going to read? Okay. So regarding Arrow Season 8 Blu-ray will include The Crisis on Infinite Earths. Okay, now that Arrow has ended, the series diehard fans are probably wondering when they could add the 8th and final season to their Blu-ray library. Fortunately, Arrow co-creator Mark Guggenheim has an answer. Recently confirmed on Twitter that fans could snag the last episodes on Blu-ray on April 28th. He also revealed that all 5 episodes of the CW's Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover will be included in the collection. And now this is Guggenheim's announcement on Twitter. This is exciting! All 5 Crisis on Infinite Earths episodes will be available in a special limited edition bonus disc with the Arrow, the 8th and final season, and Arrow, the complete series Blu-ray releases. Get them on 4/28. I don't know how he really talks. I just did that for the Twitter thing. Okay. The news is somewhat surprising since Crisis also included episodes of Supergirl, The Flash, Batwoman, and Legends of Tomorrow. Normally, the CW patches the installments of their Arrowverse.
And you lost sound again. Hello? Okay, hold on. I don't think we're going to I think it's safe to say we're not going to have much of a after party tonight. Oh, boy. This has been a fun night. But, yeah. Right now, I just had something just cross over the thing, and I'm trying to, lack of a better way of saying it, I'm trying to find if this is real or someone playing a hell of a joke. Pogo, yeah, we're trying to tell Pogo that he has no sound again. Hey, Pogo. Anyway, yeah, right now, I like in the meantime here, I'm also finding something that if this is true, Pogo Man really wants to have a comment on this one here. So, yeah, he was hitting me into something new on the DC side on with the, well, no, actually, he was talking about, yeah, with the upcoming DVD of the final season of Arrow, yes, you do get the Crisis, all five episodes. Yeah, five episodes. Blanked out for a second. Which probably will have the color commentary and, of course, deleted scenes and whatnot. And still trying to get the Pogo Man, who is probably reading and has no... Hey, and we are joined by Tin Toy Soldier. Hello, and George Mosley in the chat room. How you doing? Welcome to the technical difficulty show, Paragon Radio special. Waiting to get Pogo Man's. He's probably wiggling.
Hello.
White. There you are. How you
Hello.
Doing? Yeah. Hello.
I read that whole article, and then all I heard was dead silence. I'm like, they didn't hear one fucking word of that article. Mother puss bucket.
Well, I just okay.
How did you guys hear any part of that article?
We heard about, you know, with the you were going into. You know, the eighth, the final season, we will have Crisis Infinite Earths, and then Kapoor.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you didn't hear any of the other article I read?
No.
Holy shit. All right. This is ridiculous. All right, where are we? Arrow closed out its eighth year run last week. Did you hear that part?
Yes.
The final episode didn't generate impressive viewer numbers. Regardless, it was generally praised by critics as a fitting swan song for the Arrowverse flagship series. Okay, that ended that article.
Yes.
Are you still there? Okay.
Yes.
Now the next article. Jordan Elsis and Alexander Garfin are cast as Superman and Lois's sons on the CW. Hold on, I need a fucking drink. You know, it's one thing to read a long article. It's another thing to have to reread it. Holy shit. All right. All right. I was going to say, call me on my phone if we lose connection, but you're not going to be able to. All right. One of the big changes coming out of Crisis on Infinite Earths is that Superman, Clark Kent, I'm reading it just how they wrote it, now have two sons instead of one. The CW is currently casting lead roles for the upcoming Superman and Lois series. and the first two performers have been picked to portray Superman's kids. Via Deadline, Jordan Elsis and Alexander Garfin will portray Jonathan and Jordan Kent, respectively. This is a departure from the DC Comics canon, which only features Jonathan Kent as Lois and Clark's son. In the DC Rebirth era, Jonathan became the new Superboy. Jordan is apparently an invention for the show. According to the report, Elsis's Jonathan is clean-cut, modest, and kind-hearted, with an aw-shucks attitude that somehow doesn't seem dated. In contrast, Garfin's Jordan is wildly intelligent, but his mercurial temperament and social anxiety limits his interactions with people. It also notes that Jordan prefers to spend most of his free time alone playing video games. Elsis will appear in Hulu's upcoming miniseries, Little Fires Everywhere, alongside Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon. Garland is best known for voicing Linus in the Peanuts movie, in addition to his appearance in Law & Order SVU. Tyra Hoechlin and Elizabeth Tulloch will reprise their respective roles as Superman / Clark Kent and Lois Lane. The CW has already ordered Superman and Lois straight to series in a May premiere as soon as this fall. Okay, that's the article.
Okay.
Got all that?
Yes. Okay, now I got
what?
Something.
What? I'm fucking done talking tonight. Fuck all you. Fuck this wire. Fuck this connection. I've had it. Fuck Blog Talk.
Oh, hold on. Because I found an article.
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Here we go. I am trying
Hold on. I'm standing on my fucking seat. Of course I'm sitting down.
Okay. I am trying to find out the true or false factor, but I just had several things just pop up.
Hold
now,
on. Does this need is this going to need a dun-dun-dun?
Possibly. Yeah.
I have it ready.
Now, let me set it up. Earlier in the week.
Okay. Yes.
WWE got rid of a couple of the big wigs.
Okay.
Now, you remember reading that. I know you're into wrestling, so I know you read that somewhere down the line.
No, actually, I didn't. Like I said, I've been busy. The only news I heard about was they were discussing maybe turning their pay-per-views over to another distributor, which got a lot of fans pissed, because that might sound like, even though the fans have the network, people who have the
well,
this is bullshit.
It might be just a little bit more, because popping up on my Google News, Disney Plus, well, Disney buys WWE.
What?
Now, of course, we all know this is the internet. The mass of information could be total misinformation. But, yeah. Things are popping up.
Yeah, I'm going
Disney...
to my Google. Yeah, I'm going to my Google now to find out.
Yeah, like I said, I'm trying to find out. Now, it could be the streaming services, because as you pointed out, they were looking for, you know, I guess $9.99 isn't working anymore.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to WWE.com to find out what's going on here.
That would work.
Let me see what I could find here.
I'm going, like, if Vince McMahon just sells off everything to Disney, well, I think we can safely say there goes the Attitude Era ones. They shall immediately disappear into the night. Unless Touchstone has it, then, yeah. Yeah, but Forbes teases selling off Vince McMahon teases off selling WWE pay-per-view rights.
Right, that's... I don't see anything on their own page about this.
Well, like I said,
actually, I'm going to Google. I'm going to do the search. So,
yeah, like I said, this, this be a case of someone trying to be the first to report, and of course, first to be dead wrong. But I saw that. I'm going like, okay. I mean, I know they didn't do so well with some of their pay per views. Bad writing. Because of some problems that they weren't expected. Bad writing. And
okay, I see something here. Oh, wait, I see something on April 1st, 2018. WDB has been sold for approximately $5 billion to Walt Disney Company ahead of the company's biggest event.
No, I saw that too.
But
that's why I switched it to the last 24 hours.
Hold on. But that was April 1st, 2018. That's when that article came out.
Right. That's why I switched to 24 hours, the time frame switch.
Right. Okay, now I'm on Kayfabe News, which just came out today. Okay, this is what it says. This buys WWE. None of the major mainstream media outlets are reporting on this. Kayfabe News once again has the scoop. And it's a video. So,
wait a minute. We have disclaimers.
There we go.
We have disclaimers.
Yeah, because it says stocks plummet after stockholders find some matches are rigged.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, Kayfabe News. Unreal news about Unreal Sport.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
hold on. This story was released by Vince R., who's Vince Russo. Vince Russo used to work for Vince McMahon, so it's fake, yeah. No.
Okay.
No. Okay. I'm going to tell you this right now. This is how Vince McMahon works. If he had a meeting with Bob Iger and Disney, Vince McMahon would go, "So, how much do you want to sell to me for?" I know, Vince, we want to buy from you. I'm Vince Kennedy McMahon. I buy from you. No, Vince, we're not selling Disney to you. We want to buy WWE. I'm Vince Kennedy McMahon, you stupid bastards. I buy. Bob
Iger,
okay. You're fired. No, you don't own anything here. We're having a meeting.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like I said, I was looking for the true false, and it was just, I guess, a delayed reaction.
As soon as I saw Kayfabe News, like, okay, it's bullshit. And as soon as I started playing it, and they said Vince R., I'm like, yeah, okay, Vince R. is Vince Russo, who used to work for it's bullshit. It's bullshit. Okay.
Okay.
No, nothing's going on. Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, I didn't get, I just saw, Disney buys WWE.
What was the other thing you were talking about? Was that also bullshit, or was that?
Well, that was the one I was talking about, you sit down and all that. True, that they did get rid of a couple of high executive people. So that's why I was going, is this one following the other? So.
No. But they fired executives?
Yeah.
That happens. I didn't know about that.
So I was going like, okay, I know Disney's getting, they want a piece of everything, but damn.
Yeah, they want, they would not want anything with the wrestling. No. Because by the nature of it, it's too violent. So.
Yeah, but look at all the voice talent for their cartoons.
That's something different then. They would bring them in for that.
Probably make Camp WWE much better.
Okay, hold on. WWE stocks plunges after Vince McMahon fires top executives. That was from last week.
Right. That was the thing that I was saying that I saw. Yeah.
Ooh, the sudden departure of its co-presidents, George Barrios and Michelle Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you fired them or not, but that was a mistake. Okay.
That's why I was going like, okay, did Vince Ken, do we have a recreation of Vince Kennedy sitting in the corner? Triple H going,
no.
Okay, I'm calling it. Vince was officially flipped.
Right. Yeah, if he did that, if they all went in for a meeting, Stephanie and Triple H, and they would not go to that. They'd be like, yeah, we got to go. Sorry for bothering you.
It's like, come on, Dad, here. Yeah, we'll have another bra and panty matches. Your two nurses, yes, and you get to wear the special costume again. The one with the arms going around the sides.
Yeah. And a little two-toy soldier. Well, that's why Dean Ambrose left. Because he wanted him to... No, sure, they wanted him to keep doing the fart jokes and all that. He goes, no one's going to go for that. Ah, it'll be great! It's like, no, Vince, that was good in the 90s. Ah, they'll still love it! It's funny! No. No one thinks it's funny anymore. And he says, and this is how Vince thinks. He's like a constant little kid. And he thinks it's funny. Even the writers don't find it funny who are still there. No one thinks it's funny. And that's why he opted out of his contract.
Death by fart joke.
Yeah. And it was like, he would show up and the writers were like, Vince made changes to your storyline. Remember, Vince made these changes. He's like, let me see. It's like, oh, fuck me. You know? And it's like, he said, at one point, he was going to be somebody's tag team partner, and all he was going to do is just walk out, no music, just surprise, right? But no. Instead, Vince wanted to do the setup because he doesn't realize the fans are intelligent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like this. No, you got to say, well, you have.
And here we go again. Hold on. I'll get him back. boy. It's like Rain and Pogo also. Thing is, why am I so far still good? That's the weird part. Anyway, I think once he comes back, he's probably going to say we're ending it for the night. I'm waiting to hear it. Oh, Blog Talk Radio kicked him out. He got kicked out of his own show. All right, so we got to wait for him to come back. Because he's still got about 7 minutes to be able to do that. No, Pogo Sound System's innocent on this one. No, because we do before we get on, we talk on Skype, so we get a kind of the game plan going. And we were having a great time talking, you know. Heard Rain, she had no problem. Heard Pogo, had no problem. Soon as we get here, that's where the fun begins. So, the special, the word of the day, the two words of the day is no sound. All right, so I'll admit, they got me. You know, it was just going like, wait a second, hold on. No. All right, so still waiting for Pogomad to cycle back in. If you can. The thing is, I can't end the show. This, in other words, you know, say he can't get on, and he goes, "That's it, I'm done," and Hamina storms off. That means I gotta be on for another hour until it auto turns off, or I don't know. Would just having a long period of silence kill it? Possible. All right, he's, let's see, check on his status. Yeah. Oh, believe me, there's been it. Bloody Wolfie, I can say there's been new words created during this time period. Okay. And I was just asked here, it was like, you did a joke on about the State of the Union last week. Yeah, but you didn't. I guess you didn't hear it. Oh, yeah, yeah, we were saying there, he was, instead of Hail to the Chief when he calls in, he was going to come down to doing Nazareth Hair of the Dog. And then we found out Saturday Night Live was going to
do that.
But there you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Something happened with Skype, where I have Skype on my phone and on my laptop,
right?
It registered that illegal activity. So it kicked me off of both, and it wanted me to change my password. In order to change my password, it had to send me a code. I had to wait for the fucking code to be sent to my email address. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Instead of asking, are you on both devices?
I
like,
just want to
why
check.
Would you just... Like, why wouldn't you ask me first instead of, it asked me this question. I said, yes, that's me. Next time, ask me first. I'm hosting a blog talk show. Oh, sorry. I guess we should have asked first. Yes, you fucking morons. Oh, shit. Well, we hope we didn't run your show. Oh, no. I now have 4 minutes to get back into my show before it's over.
I think it's safe to say we're not going to have an after party.
Holy shit. This is just ridiculous to me.
This, I have to admit, has been a prize winner. We had Rain, who we could hear her, but she could not hear us. And then I was telling them that we were on Skype before doing the pre-talk, and everything was okay. And then we get to hear. And here we go. Oh,
you hear me?
You there?
You hear me?
Yeah, yeah, now.
Here.
Hello. Yes.
If I move the wrong way, if I move forward more than an inch, it cuts out my sound. And what's funny is, this is the new headset. I threw out the old one. This is the new one.
All right, so it's not...
I don't get it.
Well, once that new computer from Metamorphosis IT Solutions at mi-solutions.tech
yes.
comes in, the problem will be gone.
We hope.
Oh, we have confidence. We know the person in question.
No, not that. Yeah, not that. It's just the way my week has been going. Just every day. It's just everything that could go wrong today has gone wrong. The last few days. It's just been a royal cluster. All right, guys, we have 60 seconds left. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for putting up with all this bullshit tonight. Have a good week. Read those comic books. Watch those superhero shows, those superhero movies. The new Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey movie came out today, I think. I forget. Lots of superhero shows out there. They're back in full swing. Go watch those. Have a good week, everybody. Oh, next Friday's Valentine's Day. Oh, joy.
That's why Rain said she wants to be on.
Next week or this week?
Next week. Hopefully.
Oh, fabulous.
Hopefully things have improved with a certain
okay. Well,
sound system.
Hold on. 10 seconds. Anything you'd like to say in closing?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. Yes. And Blood Wolf says, I pay respect to Pogo's sound system. Yes. Rest in peace, my sound system. All right. You guys rock. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Paragon Radio. Oh, my God. This show is horrible tonight. It was just
On that note, let's end it.
We're just ending it now, folks. Those of you listening on Monday Night's Replay, thank you for tuning in. You guys rock, and it's just been a horrible night. And I had to be up at 4 a.m. Oh, my God. I'm out of here. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next Friday. All right, Mad Viking, thank you for co-hosting, as always. Thank you for holding down the fort when I don't know what happened. But God bless you. Have a good night, sir, and we'll talk during the week. All right, good night.
Okay.